There's a little sampling, a little teaser, if you will, of Julianne Ankley. Her new album comes out this weekend with Love from Lake Huron. Love that title. Fantastic stuff. And it sounds really good. And she's on the line with us right now. Good morning, Julianne.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. Congratulations on your new album. And when I say album, I mean this is an honest-to-good album, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And thank you so much. It's been a career-long dream to actually put out a record on vinyl, and here we are.
That is so cool. Yeah, vinyl has made a real comeback, and you know, it's one thing to produce music and to record it and to have it available digitally, and that's the way it goes now, but to have a record album, your record album in your hands, has got to be pretty exciting.
Well, when so the album is not quite here yet. It will be available mid-October because of COVID. It's taking just a little bit longer to manufacture it. But I received the test pressings on Wednesday morning, and to sit in my living room, turn on the turntable, and hear your own recording that you've worked on for a long time, that was a pretty cool moment.
I bet it was.
pretty amazing.
I love the cover, by the way. It's you.
It's
a beautiful shot of what looks like a great Lake Huron sunrise. Am I right?
That is exactly what it is. The cover was shot by my daughter, Rachel Ankley, who is an amazing photographer. And yes, it is a Lake Huron sunrise, one of my favorite spots. And the album artwork, as far as the design and everything, was done by David Tygart in Nashville at Sierra Design. So it was, I just love what they did. They did an amazing job.
What? Where'd you come up with the idea of With Love from Lake Huron?
Well, there's a little bit to that. I wrote or co-wrote 11 of the 12 songs on the album, and they almost all were written while I was in my house, and I live very close to Lake Huron, so why not? I mean, my part came from Lake Huron, you know, basically for me. That is the place that I go for peace, tranquility. I mean, anybody that lives in the greater Port Huron area or greater Michigan, you know, the east side of Michigan, I think we go to the lake just to cool off, to have fun, to relax, to reflect. You know, we do a lot of emotional processing by the lake,
yeah.
So why not?
Fantastic. You recorded this in mostly in Nashville, is that right?
Yeah, it was all recorded in Nashville, Tennessee at Beard Music Group.
What has this year been like for you, Julianne? Because I know everybody's got their story of what the year of COVID has been like. For artists, though, man, what a tough year this has been.
Woo, it's been a hold on to your hats kind of year. It's also been a year of, obviously, processing for everyone. Sadness, death. I personally have not experienced it, but my heart and my compassion goes out to those who have experienced these things. At the same time, so many have lost their income, their livelihood. And for a while, that really, for me personally, that reflected on my creativity. It was about probably the first month of being in quarantine where I was not creative at all. My first thought was that I would, this will give me all this time to write and paint and do all of these things, and I just had to sit and process.
Mm-hmm.
But once I got in the saddle and started really thinking about what I was feeling and doing, I became very creative and started to really use that time in the right way. And then part of that was learning technological things, learning how to become an online performer and learning how to shift and roll with the tide and change. And that's been a learning experience and a half. So
yeah.
I'm thankful that my fan base was with me there. You know, they rose to the occasion with me, and I've been able to build a different fan base and get in touch with my fans better too. So
that's pretty
in
cool.
The end, it's been good.
Yeah, we've all learned to use technology in ways we never expected we'd have to use it, haven't we?
Oh my gosh. Where are you broadcasting from? You in the studio?
I am back in the studio. I spent the whole summer broadcasting from home, though. I mean, really from April on, until about 2 weeks ago. And even here in the studio, ordinarily, Julianne, as you know, I'd probably ask you to come in, bring your guitar, and play a couple of songs from the album.
And I love doing that.
I know, but we're not inviting guests into the studio right now. I'm the only one in here. So it has been a weird year.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I guess just rolling with the changes is all you can do. And, you know, just... Just toss like a rag in the wind and see what you can do while you're there.
Yeah, absolutely. With Love from Lake Huron is the new album. An actual vinyl album will be available next month, but you can listen to it digitally. Starting tomorrow, right?
Yes, starting tomorrow, the CD will release digitally. You can buy the CD at my website tomorrow, julianneankley.com. You can actually pre-sale that today. And then tomorrow it officially releases, and I'll ship that to you. I'm very excited about it. The cover is beautiful, but the whole thing is really gorgeous. The inside has all the lyrics, and there's more artwork inside. And I really hope you enjoy it. And I know there's still some CD players out there.
So. Yeah, there are. A few people have older cars with CD players. I'll tell you what a really cool thing. I miss record albums, and it's really exciting that you're going to put this on vinyl. I think that's really cool.
Thank you so much, Paul. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy that the reception has been so great, and I can't wait for you all to hear it.
What's the best way for people to connect with you, on your website or on Facebook? Because, as you said, you've been sort of connecting with your fans and giving people a chance to listen to some music. What's the best way for people to find Julianne Ankley online?
Oh, you can find me at julianneankley.com. That's my official website. But I'm very active on my music page on Facebook and all other social media, Twitter, Instagram. My Facebook page is usually the quickest to be up to date. My friend Jennifer runs that for me, and she's sharp as can be. She handles that really well. And then that's usually where I post all my live events. They all happen on Facebook Live. Right there on my music page is where the show will be tomorrow night. So I'm going to run through the album and talk about the songs, and I'm looking forward to the comments and responses.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, I'll be watching. Julianne, thanks so much for being with us today. Best of luck with the album, and as soon as we can, we're going to have you in here to play some music for us.
Oh, thank you for having me, Paul. All right. I look forward to it.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.